Hey, Ralphie Show, really excited to have this guy in studio. His album is coming out here in the States this April, and he's got a single right now called Troublemaker with Flo Rida that we'll talk about. Mr. Ollie Murs joining me in studio. Ollie, thanks for coming across the pond.
Pleasure to be here, man. It's a pleasure to be in the studio. I love your look today. It's very JT suit and tie. I'm loving it.
Any type of comparison to Justin Timberlake, I will take.
I like my clothes. I think every day is a fashion day. You should always make sure you look good every day, because you never know who you're going to bump into. You never know what hot girl might walk past and be like, hey, I hate your shoes.
Or you don't know who's for top, you know, what
I might get pictured. Exactly.
The
problem is,
exactly.
You get papped. I mean, I get papped sometimes. I mean, you know, it depends where I am.
And I've talked about this with Niall and with Zayn as well from One Direction. It could be a nightmare sometimes for those guys when they're trying to travel through the States.
They're on a different world. I think they're like, there's sort of certain artists that are in like a different bracket. I mean, they're just, the demand from is so high. I mean, everywhere you go, you're just getting used to seeing a picture in the press. I mean, it must be so frustrating for the guys. And, you know, when I see the guys, I don't really talk about it, because obviously, you know, it's something it's something bringing it up as a conversation. But they must get really cheesed off with paps being everywhere they go. But I mean, I suppose that comes with how famous and how
big
you become.
And the success.
Yeah.
No, absolutely. Exactly. Ollie Murs here on The Ralphie Show. Of course, your album is coming out here this April, and the single now, Troublemaker, featuring Flo Rida. Have you met him yet?
No, I still haven't met him yet.
Because I know him and Pitbull, maybe it's just all the guys from Miami. It's just becoming a common thing, but they just, they cut these verses in wherever, and they send them to you.
Yeah, but I think as well, it's because they've got big careers themselves, and obviously, you know, it's my song, but technically, you know, I've not just got any old rapper on it. I mean, he's Flo Rida. He's got a solo career himself, and you know, and he's traveling around the world as well to get, you know, the fact that he wanted to do my song and loved it was for me a massive coup. But you know, it's just a great collaboration. I'm really happy with it, and I think anyone that in the States, it's quite new and fresh, so you guys are kind of figuring out who I am, and
right.
Obviously, and you know Flo Rida already, whereas kind of for me in the UK, I think it was a massive shock to everyone to see me collaborate with someone as big as Flo Rida, but also to...
Even though you were already pretty known?
Yeah, but I think more of a case of like little and large, like you would never put me necessarily with Flo Rida.
Like musically or like...
Musically.
Two, like it's if like guessing putting, two people walking into a club.
Yeah, but
I can
like,
maybe kind of guess that.
Yeah, like, but it's like, I don't know, it's like putting One Direction with Lady Gaga on a song.
Okay,
it's like fundamentally you look at it and go, this kind of doesn't feel like it's going to work. But they might do a song together and it might be epic and huge and amazing. What I'm saying is for me, even all my mates were going like, well, you got Flo Rida on your song. I'm like, yeah.
Are you sure? Your boys that's... back home were saying this?
Yeah, well, they were just like, are you sure?
like they don't believe you.
Really?
Like,
I was like, yeah. But I think it's because of my style and my music. It's not sort of hip-hop. It's not R&B.
Thank you for putting it in that context.
So I think
okay. Him
doing my kind of music, it's different, and it would normally not fit. But when the song came out, everyone's like, wow, this fits perfectly.
So, see, now here in the States, we look at it as you guys are both pop artists. And you came up on reality TV, of course, with The X Factor in the UK, and we have our version here in the States that's down two judges now. They got to replace two different people on the panel. If you could pick any American artist to be on the X Factor judging panel here in the States, who would it be?
It's so tough because you want two people that are going to really connect with the American audience.
And that
would someone like Taylor Swift be amazing for the show? She's the nation's sweetheart.
She would have a tough time being critical of people, though. You know that.
Potentially, yeah. But
I could never see Taylor Swift saying a bad thing.
But that's what's so good. That's Simon's job. That's Simon's job. I mean, I'm just trying to think of big stars in the US that would want to do it. Like,
I feel like Gaga might be good. I mean, she's going to be busy touring and
Gaga would be great.
Album.
But I mean, I don't know what people's views are about being judges on celebrity shows over here. See, in the UK, like, it's still quite a big deal to be a judge. But like, you know, you don't want to. You want it to jeopardize your music career. And
Troublemaker featuring Flo Rida is on iTunes now as well. Ollie, thank you again for stopping
by,
buddy.
Top man.